Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday's program, we talked about Dr. James Dobson set to violate the pledge, the oath he took before God, invoking the name of God, that for as long as God lets him live on this earth, he will never vote for a politician willing to kill a single innocent child. But Dr. Dobson has announced in the last week that he is considering endorsing John McCain, who, of course, publicly indicates that he supports the right to kill thousands upon thousands of innocent children, those he deems unworthy of protection and love. So in an unusual move for us here at KGov.com, I don't ask people to email a link to a show we do online. I don't ask them to mail the show summary of what we've done. But if you go to our website at kgov.com, kgov.com, yesterday's program, July 23rd, 2008, Dobson set to violate pledge to God. There is a link there to Focus on the Family's comment form. And we're asking people to take that one paragraph, the summary of the show and the link to the show, and to paste it into Focus on the Family's comment form, to email it to others, and to email it to anyone that you may know of who works at Focus on the Family, or you may have an email ID for someone at Focus on the Family that you could email that to. So we're asking people to do that. In order to do that, all you need to remember is our website, KGov, like government, abbreviation for government, G-O-V. And the K is like the call letter of a radio station west of the Mississippi. Radio and TV stations start with the letter K. East of the Mississippi, they start with the letter W, like WABC in New York and KABC in Los Angeles. So we are KGov because authority flows from God and government is authority that was delegated by God to governing officials. So KGov, KGOV.com, because God's principles should be used in every institution that he has established, the family, the church, and government. Okay, now, that is yesterday's show. That was yesterday's show. Dr. Dobson set to violate his pledge. Certainly, we could take your thoughts or comments about that. 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. But I'd like to get a report from some of the things going on at the nation's largest abortion center, tragically, right here in Denver, Colorado, Auschwitz. Auschwitz, the new Planned Parenthood 52,000 square foot abortion facility. It turns out chief of security there has just been killed in a tragic accident. One of the heroes, pro-life leaders, has been assaulted, and other amazing news. So to help us figure out what's happening, we've got Joe Scott, founder of Pro-Life Colorado, in studio. Joe, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Thank you, Bob.
So Joe, first tell me about the security guard who was killed.
He was in a motorcycle accident a little over a week ago. I guess his funeral was last Thursday. He was killed in a motorcycle accident. Which is tragic because he's rejected the gospel time and time and time again. And the last time he had a really good dose of the gospel where I know I begged him and I think Ken and a few others.
You begged him to accept Jesus Christ, repent, trust Jesus Christ who died and was raised from the dead.
He stood on the street from me, no further away from me than you are. And I talked to him and he just rejected it. It was a joke.
So you were within the bubble zone.
But I wasn't outside of an abortion mill. That was when we went to that dinner.
The multi-million dollar mansion at the Denver Country Club, backing up to the golf course. It's got to be on 10 acres, this house.
Oh, yeah.
And we had access through a public alleyway to the backyard of this stately mansion, and they had their dinner outdoors. And so they delayed eating for an hour and a half while wondering if we were going to leave. Then they started coming out sheepishly. It was, what, a $250 a plate dinner? I forget, the fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. And all these wealthy people started coming out. And right as they're about to eat, you heard the announcement from on high, and now let us pray. Right. And there was a prayer for the meal. And then the evening program was provided by the pro-lifers, who gave a message during the meal. And so you were talking to Stan. What was his last name?
Stan Roebuck.
Stan Roebuck, who's now in hell.
He's in hell. We were able to tell him, Stan, what are you going to do when you stand before God? And there is all these children there that have died on your watch. We would beg him, just begged him to quit and stop doing this horrible deed. He just thought it was a joke. We talked to him about Jesus. We talked to him about right and wrong. And he just walked away. Little did he know that he had, what, a little more than a month to live? And he died. And now he's eternally in hell.
And so many people think that, well, they can get right to God on their deathbed. Well, for a lot of people, there is no deathbed.
The security guards mark us. And they say that to us, you know, well, I'll repent at the last minute. We'll stand and get a chance. And very quick to remind them of that.
And I'm so thrilled. My brother-in-law, the pilot from Ohio, we just went to his funeral, and he loved the Lord. He was ready to meet his maker. Stan, the abortion clinic security guard, was not ready.
No, he wasn't.
And now he faces eternity apart from God. Let's take a call from Michigan. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. John, you're on with Joe Scott and Bob Enyart.
How are you doing, Bob?
Doing well, sir. What's up?
This is John, the state rep guy out in Monroe, Michigan.
All right.
I just listened to your archive program where you were chastening Dr. Dobson for putting up his trial balloon.
Yes.
What was his word again? He'd never vote for anybody who would kill an innocent life?
He said, for the rest of my life, as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never vote for a man or a woman, a politician, willing to kill a single innocent child.
Okay, well, I was going to say the lawyer's spin on that would be John McCain's not going to kill any babies, neither would Ron Paul or...
Well, yeah, but you know what they say, John, when James Dobson made that pledge, he was talking about Republican candidates who have exceptions. So he wasn't saying that, like, Rudy Giuliani goes into the abortion clinic and performs the abortion himself. He was talking about like a German official who authorizes the killing of Jews. Adolf Hitler didn't kill a single Jew, as far as we know. But he's guilty of killing the Jews because he authorized it, he advocated it, and that's exactly what James Dobson was talking about when he said, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never vote for a politician willing to kill a single innocent child. And so he knew exactly what he was saying.
Right. No, and I do. I absolutely agree with you because like I told you, I'm running for office basically because I'm looking for an endorsement from the American Right to Life now because it seems like a Michigan Right to Life gave out an endorsement, and they could say they gave it out for the primary. The Republicans are having a primary here next Tuesday or a week from Tuesday.
Right.
I'm not in that. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, like, you're the only guy who pointed out to me, going, these people play games with abortion. You know, they say abortions are down 3% in Michigan. Okay, well, how many people took the RU-486 pill?
RU-486 in the morning after pill, which now is available on the internet. You Google it, you can get it for $3 a pill. $3. And
right.
So chemical abortifacients have exploded onto the scene in America. And it's horrifying to think of the number of kids who are killed by these chemical weapons of mass destruction. So
I got to tell you, you know, the exciting thing, I really think God's doing something in America because, I mean, I heard once somebody had said, you know, study a chapter of Proverbs every day.
Yeah.
31 chapters of Proverbs, 31 days of the month. I'm doing a study of Proverbs on another website connected to my campaign website.
Yeah.
If you just went through the Proverbs every day, and I post it on the internet every single morning, mm-hmm. just there's enough wisdom in there to throw to unelect all these people or replace all our elected representatives. These
yeah.
people just don't get it.
And John, I have done that, going through Proverbs with on the 24th day of the month. You read Proverbs 24. And
yeah.
yeah, there's a tremendous amount of wisdom in God's word. And that's what we need to be experts at. There's nothing wrong with being politically savvy, but
right.
only if you submit that to righteousness and godly wisdom. And first is your obligation to God, to know him and
right.
to know right from wrong. And building on that, you could be politically savvy. But if you allow your political manipulations to supersede your commitment to God, to honoring him, then you are sinning, and you don't do evil that good might come of it.
Exactly.
Because it backfires. Thank you, John.
All right.
May God bless you. Appreciate that. So John in Michigan. And John is, you know, he's called into the show before, I think once before, and he's made a commitment to oppose not only the killing of innocent children, but the regulating of the killing of innocent children. And that is honorable. It's, I think he's running on the Libertarian Party platform. I'm not sure. I think that's the case. And the Libertarian Party, of course, is grotesquely immoral. Their platform is pro-homosexual, pro-abortion,
pornography,
pro-pornography, pro-prostitution, pro pretty much everything wicked you could think of, suicide, euthanasia, mm-hmm. and on and on and on. So that's just despicable. The Libertarian Party is godless. It's officially godless. And even most of the pro-lifers in the Libertarian Party, like, well, Ron Paul, he's a Republican, but advocate the states decide if they're going to kill kids. And that's despicable. We can't let Massachusetts decide if they're going to kill Jews or Georgia decide if they're going to lynch blacks. That would be an act of war.
That's right.
If Canada decided that they're going to kill Christians, that's an act of war. We don't say Canada has the right to decide that they're going to kill Jews or kill Christians. No, nobody, no subdivision of government has that right. But libertarians have a godless foundation, so they don't understand the principles of governance that flow from God. So our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. Joe Scott is co-hosting this edition of Bob Enyart Live, available throughout Colorado and seven neighboring states on the air at 670 AM KLTT, the most powerful Christian radio station in America, and available online at kgov.com. Please go to our website and email the link to yesterday's show to a friend. Send it to Focus on the Family. It's real easy to do. Just go to kgov.com. Click on yesterday's show, July 23rd. Joe Scott, before we get to the next story of Leo Manti being assaulted, and what a black eye he has, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Before we get to that, we have these topical videos at Bob Enyart Live. 4 years worth of videos. People subscribe, $25 a month, $24.99 a month. And every month we send them a topical video, mm-hmm. most of which we've produced here at Bob Enyart Live, some especially fabulous third-party DVDs. And people tell us how fabulous, how they love them, how educational, entertaining, uplifting. And people could call up, one phone call, 800-8-NYART, or go to our website, kgov.com, click on the store, subscribe, and then once a month you get it in the mail, a topical video of the month. And boy, is it fun, and that really helps us stay on the air.
It helps us stay on the air, and it's educational. You're going to get more out of those once-a-month videos than you're going to get just about anywhere else in this culture.
It's really fun, isn't it?
It's fun.
They're great videos, and I shouldn't brag, but people need to know how good they are, and we have a money-back guarantee.
Right, and you can pass them on to your friends and your relatives and help them to stay up with you. As you learn, they can learn, and you can change your whole environment just by understanding the truth.
Yeah, it's so encouraging. And so that's the Bob and Yart Live topical videos. 800-8-N-Yart in Black Hawk, Colorado, one of our casino towns. Jay, you're on with Joe Scott and Bob and Yart.
Well, fortunately, I don't live in Black Hawk.
All right.
But thank you guys for all the stuff that you do. My husband and I, we just support you more than I can say.
Wow. Well, what an honor to hear from you. So your name is Jay?
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome, Jay. So what's up?
Could you give me the details, the particulars on how McCain voted pro-abort?
Okay. Yeah. What I said on the show yesterday was that in 2005, he voted for to authorize funds for surgical abortions on unborn children that he believes are not, he deems are unworthy of protection or love. And that was in 2005. Let me see if I could pull up the particulars on that for you. But that was, that's just one example of John McCain supporting the killing of innocent children, certainly the children that he thinks don't deserve to be loved.
Right.
So let's see. I just pulled up. I have my co-host here, Al the Sixth. Is this Al the Sixth? Al the Sixth. Sixth is my co-host. Okay, here we have U.S. Okay, there was a vote. 3010 was the bill. John McCain allocated funds to kill a child by surgical abortion with tax dollars if the baby's father is a criminal. And I've got that on right on the Senate's own website, senate.gov. And there's a roll call list and the roll call vote. And it indicates that John McCain voted yes to allocate funds to kill children whose father is a criminal.
Okay.
So that's one example. That's one, that vote was on October 27th. 2005. There are quite a few other examples, Jay, showing that John McCain is pro-child killing.
Yeah.
You know, he's pro-choice with exceptions.
Right.
He's pro-abortion with exceptions.
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't have the details to back up my argument, so thank you so very much.
You're welcome. God bless you, Jay.
You too.
All right, so Joe Scott, and there's so much about John McCain. And so much historically to show. And look who he's hanging around with, Mitt Romney, who funds abortion.
I know.
Mitt Romney voted to fund elective abortion statewide in Massachusetts 2 years after he became pro-life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that commercial that you guys produced, American Right to Life produced, was so informative. Just driving him around the country, showing his pro-abort stands and then his pro-life stands.
What a great commercial. People could see that at AmericanRightToLifeAction.com, ARTLAction.com, the Mitt Romney fairy tale TV ad, or they could just Google it,
right.
Mitt Romney fairy tale. And yeah, he's a pro-abort, and he's a hardcore pro-abort. Mitt Romney has done so many hardcore pro-abortion things, like attending a Planned Parenthood fundraiser while he says he's pro-life, and having his photograph taken with a check that his wife wrote to Planned Parenthood.
Do you think you could attend a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood?
No, they wouldn't allow me to go.
They wouldn't let you in the door.
No.
Me either.
He's a hardcore, lifelong child killer.
Yes.
And John McCain likes him because he has a lot of money.
That's right.
So John McCain will be in Colorado tomorrow.
Ooh.
And Joe, we're thinking of paying a visit.
Oh, I think we should.
We should, right? It'll be in Denver and Aspen. So
okay.
It depends on how far we want to drive. And I think we should bring the Mitt Funds Abortion signs because in the American Right to Life banner, because he is a, you know, he's thinking of choosing Mitt Romney for running mate.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a death knell, I think, for him.
Well, yeah, and either way, they're both child killers, but
right.
We want him to know that there is a hardcore, there's a cottage industry in America of activists who have nailed Mitt Romney for being a pro-abort. And they're organized, and they already have fabulous radio and TV ads.
That's right.
And the literature. And it'll just be the pro-abortion Republican team.
That's right.
The Republican ticket for president, the child killers, McCain and Romney. So it'll go well. Okay, so now how about Leo Mantei?
Oh, Bob. Leo is, I don't think he'll mind me telling you, but he's over 70.
He's over 70.
He's over 70, and he's out three times a week protesting abortion. With us at 20th, well, it's not 20th and Vine anymore, it's 38th and Pontiac, the new place.
38th and Pontiac, the new mega abortion center,
right.
Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
And Leo Mantei, he's the sweetest, most lovable guy in the world.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Kind gentleman. He's willing to do anything to help a mom, like the rest of the protesters that are out there. But he was begging a family not to kill their child last Friday. Just begging them, please don't do this. Cowards kill their babies, is what he said. And the guy got so angry, the father of this baby that was going to die at the hands of his father's wallet. And he ran out into the street where Leo was standing and just walloped him.
Just punched him right in the face.
Right in the face. Gave him a bloody nose. He's got this massive black eye.
Yeah, I see the picture right here. In fact, I'm going to see if our web guy could put this picture up, if at all possible.
Oh, that would be great. And that was right after. It looks worse now. You know how things get worse as the days go on.
Yeah. So that's Leo Mantei assaulted. The guy was charged with a felony assault.
Right.
Because, for one, you're assaulting a senior citizen.
That's double the fines and time and everything.
And it was a severe punch to the face. His whole side of his face is swollen.
Right.
His whole huge black eye. And the Denver DA, the pro-aborts, dropped it to a simple assault.
Right.
Because it's open season on pro-lifers.
What do you think would have happened if it was us punching a security guard?
It would be a death penalty case.
Death penalty.
It would be
right.
a death penalty case.
Yeah.
Let's go to Denver, Colorado. Doug, you're on with Joe Scott and Bob Enyart.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Doug.
That was that's a terrible story about Leo, but you know, if the guy who punched him was so upset that he was driven to violence, I mean, we can only pray that his heart is really disturbed and perhaps something good could come from this.
Perhaps, and this is what happened to the apostles and the prophets.
Right. Yeah.
They get so angry they would gnash their teeth, and they took Stephen out and stoned him.
Right.
So there are a lot of Christians who think, well, you made that person upset. You must not be godly.
Right.
Yeah. Christians have a hard time thinking.
One of the police officers came by yesterday and he said, look, let's just put all this stuff aside. I know abortion's wrong. It's wrong. But do you think you're helping anything?
Well,
you know.
And how about the 2,500 babies or so, Joe, that you've saved in the years you've been out there in front of the abortion clinics?
Well, I mentioned it to him. I said, we have pictures of babies that have been saved. And I told him about 100 a year. And he goes, what's that compared to 1.5 million every year?
What a hard-hearted, cruel pro-lifer.
He thought he was being kind.
Well, Joe, and thank you for that. It's more than something. It's huge.
There's
babies that are saved. But this guy, his heart is obviously really troubled so that he would even inflict violence on another human being. And it could be that down the road he looks back with regret on what he's done. Mm. And the situation that happened is something that's going to stick in his mind for the rest of his life. And, you know, we can just pray that someday it'll be a stepping stone toward his repentance.
That could be. And, you know, Oscar Schindler saved some. Mm-hmm. He didn't save all.
No.
Right.
He saved some. And he's a hero for doing that.
Well, and, you know, speaking of saving some, Bob, I wanted to call because I've been working on the Sheets of Shame project. The goal is to get the attention of the lost so that maybe some will be saved.
Yeah, that's right, during the DNC.
And you had asked for 7 sheets. Seven sheets from 100 people. Well, I've committed to send you 7 times 7.
All right.
Wow.
But we really need some help. We've got some good sources on getting some sheets donated. We've got some other sources to get some very low-priced sheets, some used sheets. But we really need some folks to really step up and make some donations so that we have the money To get the best way, the easiest way to do this, since time is running short, is to just buy the sheets from a really low-cost source. And it wouldn't take a whole lot of money. And if a few of our diehard supporters out there, and you know who you are, and so do I, if you would just step up and help us, you will be very proud of the fact that you participated in this project.
That's right.
Wow.
I wish we could say more, but it is we can't say too much. Am I right, Bob?
Yeah, that's true. The Sheets of Shame project is an extraordinary effort, like you said, Doug, to get the attention of the nation and to point them to the truth. And people who are involved, people who send one sheet, if we pull this off, which this is a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone to New Zealand. We've gone to Martha's Vineyard. We've done protests in 150 cities. We've done the most extraordinary things. But, Doug, you know, we went to O.J. Simpson and bought at auction his Hall of Fame award in jerseys and burned them on the steps of the L.A. courthouse.
Praise
the Lord. We've done some extraordinary things, but this may be the most extraordinary of the 17 years that I've been on the air.
I think it is probably the most logistically difficult to pull off, but the impact would be sensational. And I know that Denver's going to be crowded with a lot of hard-hearted liberals, but it's also going to be crowded with a lot of young, fairly ignorant people who are just along for the ride. And to get their attention, you know, some will be saved. And even if you could only help us with one sheet, to know that your one sheet was involved in this project,
yeah,
would give you some great satisfaction. It would help us tremendously. I want to let folks know that the project is moving along, but we need your help. So please give us a call. Give a call to the show. Call the 800 number. We need your money or we need your sheets. But
yeah.
You need to help us.
That's right. And people could go online to FreeCycle, F-R-E-E, cycle.org. Put in their zip code and say, I'm looking for sheets. So please, does anybody have sheets? One guy did that in the Midwest a few days ago, and some gal who works at a motel emailed him and said, well, come on by. You can pick up 50. We just got new sheets in. So he just got 50 sheets.
Light-colored or white sheets?
Light-colored or white?
Well, Bob, I will be in touch with you over the next week or two as we get down into crunch time.
All right.
As far as getting the project completed. But I just want to encourage everyone. I want to thank you for the vision for the project. And I want to encourage those folks who can to step up and help us. You will be blessed to have been involved.
Well, thank you so much, Doug McBurney. Doug, thank you for that call. And Doug is one of the warriors, Joe Scott, who's been battling for so many years against the killing of innocent children, the onslaught of legalized homosexuality, and how that forces Christianity in the closet, and the battle against those who say we've evolved from animals, and on. Doug has been there through all the battles for so many years.
He's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Doug really is. He's been involved in saving children, doing everything he possibly can. He's just a wonderful man.
Yeah. FreeCycle.org is the website. FreeCycle.org. And you could call your local hospital, hotel, motel, jail. Just call any place that might have a lot of sheets. Go to your local DAV. And we're hoping that they're in the mail by tomorrow, Friday. But we need them by around August 1st.
Yeah.
And 700 sheets. It's quite a request. Joe Scott, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Maranatha, what a great school.